Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. This is Serge from Flavor Matters and Saravan Restaurant, and I am thrilled to continue our conversation with Naz Deravian, an Iranian from Tehran, Iran, who now lives in Los Angeles and is both an actress and a cookbook author, a mother, and a blogger. And her a recently published cookbook, Bottom of the Pot, we are discussing that here today. Nice to continue the conversation with you.
Nice to be back with you.
I want to jump into the kitchen. And I have to say, one of the funnest thing for me to read, and I reminisce so much and I laughed so much, was your boiling of the rice with your mother in the kitchen. I couldn't laugh. I couldn't, it went so deep, the connection, the experience, the anxiety, the excitement, you know. It went so, so deep that it's hard to describe. But I think you and I sitting here, I think you know what I'm saying, and I know what you were saying.
That's so nice to hear, because if you've had that experience of making Persian rice, and not to deter anyone from trying it, because this is all part of the experience.
Exactly, 100%.
You never know if it's going to turn out, if that crispy tadig, the crispy rice at the bottom of the pot, will. No one is guaranteed a beautiful tadig every time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the rice that's steaming on top, which is so different than how many Westerners might be used to having rice. You know, you want every grain to be separate and long and fluffy and with a saffron tinge to it. But there's a lot of anxiety.
Well, you know, in my household, my mother felt that it didn't matter what else she had cooked and how good it was or not good it was. She was going to be judged by the rice that goes on the table.
That's
how I feel today, too. You know, at the restaurant, we make rice. And if the rice is a little bit overcooked or a little bit undercooked, I'm like, oy vey, no.
It's absolutely true. I think every Persian home cooks, you're judged on how you turn out that rice. Now, having said that, it's okay if your rice gets a little clumpy. If, you know, please don't stress too much about it. I've kind of given myself the out as well.
I 100% agree with you. I think cooking, the joy of cooking is cooking.
I couldn't agree with you,
more. It's people.
It's the experience.
It's in the doing of it. And the better, the more we do, the better we get.
I couldn't agree with you more. I love feeding people.
Mm-hmm. Same here. Yeah.
That's my joy.
When did you become aware of that, by the way?
I think this notion of feeding people, it's in our DNA.
I agree.
So Iranians are known for their hospitality, their generosity in their hospitality. So I can't get away from it. If two people walk through my door, I will set about to make a meal for 10.
Right.
I've had to teach myself to scale back, that I don't have to do that.
Do you feel uncomfortable when you scale back? Because I feel uncomfortable.
Because
I don't think there's enough.
Well, what's the worst thing that could happen at a Persian table?
Or Armenian table, food, you run out
if
of something.
If you don't have enough, even like the pickles or something.
Or the bread.
It would be the worst thing ever, and people won't speak to each other for weeks. So I think that's part of our DNA. It was really when I moved out on my own to Los Angeles that I became aware of the important role food, but even more so gathering around the table, plays in my life, and how much I crave it and I need it, and how much I like to share it. with other people.
Did you notice when you moved to LA on your own, did you notice that you were more comfortable in the kitchen, than maybe your other friends or other acting colleagues? Did your home sort of become the hub of activity?
Yes, it did. And I found actually that cooking is a form of relaxation for me. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not for many people. It stresses them out. But on a particularly tough day, I would go into the kitchen. And that's when I would just start chopping, whatever. I would just start chopping and I would relax. And
so that's your way of sort of processing your feelings, your
thoughts. It was very meditative, just the sounds and the onion hitting the hot oil and the smells and putting on a little bit of music, and it would calm me down and center me and bring me back home, really.
I 100% understand what you're saying. And, you know, I started cooking professionally at 40, but prior to that, in undergrad or graduate school, my place somehow became the place where everybody came. Because for me, it's not that I was a good cook. I mean, I made stuff that I liked and they were flavorful. I mean, I think you can do a lot with garlic, onion, olive oil, mm-hmm. chili pepper, some vinegar and lemon juice. I think
you're making
pretty
me
safe.
Hungry.
Yeah. So, but it took me a while to realize that I actually like feeding people. I actually like making people feel comfortable, enjoying food. Even though, you know, I come from a family that is like yours, enjoyed having people over, hospitable, from Iran. Was there a period, do you remember that there was a period that you're like, oh my God, you know, like I really like this.
I think I always knew. Like you said, in our house growing up, there were always, and no matter where we were, if it was just this tiny apartment or a larger apartment, it was, you know, there is the word for entertaining in Persian or parties, but it's mehmuni.
Yeah, mehmuni, yeah.
So it was, especially in Vancouver, it was a way for the expat community to connect and to have people who had shared experiences and to share those, you know, where are you going to get work from? But it was these mehmuni.
It's an opportunity for all of them to warm their hearts, as we would say.
Exactly. You know? So one weekend it would be our house. The following weekend it would be Mrs. So-and-so's house. So I carried that with me to Los Angeles. I just did it on a triple scale compared to my friends, I think, you know. We love having people over. My kids now have that in them. They love having.
Yeah, because they've seen that and they're comfortable with that. And they're for them, that's the norm.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
That's a paradigm that is in their head.
Yeah.
How often do you make rice?
Definitely twice a week, for sure.
Yeah, and it's always have rice.
It's not even a – yeah. Because we also – then it goes to school lunch for work with my husband. These things, we make plenty of it, and we enjoy it for a couple of days.
And then, yeah, same here. And, you know, the thing that I wanted to follow through, and I wanted our listeners to sort of understand, and for those of you that are joining us now, this is Serge from Saravan Restaurant and Flavor Matters, and I have the pleasure of speaking to Naz Deravyan, who has written a wonderful cookbook called The Bottom of the Pot, Persian Recipes and Stories. You know, cooking is a matter of practice. And when I was a child, I could hear my mother speaking to her pots and pans. And I was kind of like, oh my God, what's going on with mom? But now that I am a cook and I'm in the kitchen often, I have my favorite pots that I cook my rice in. I have my favorite burner on which I cook my rice on. And sometimes when the pot doesn't behave, I'm like, what are you doing? Are you trying to ruin the night? So I find myself speaking to the pot as well. So there are various variables that have to come together for just in general cooking to work together. So even though in my restaurant we cook rice 3 times a week because we use it quite a bit. I taught a cooking class recently, and it was on an electric stove. So do you think my tatty came out?
I mean, my mom turned out tatty on an electric
stove.
She
did, yeah.
But, and here's the thing, you were speaking of variables. There are so many variables when it comes to making this rice and the tadig.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost you need like troubleshooting,
right?
Yeah. We need a phone line for troubleshooting for tadig. So the heat, heat matters. So is it on an electric stove or is it on a gas stove? How hot does it burn?
How hot,
you know, my medium high might be too high.
That's why I think my mom was talking to her pot.
Yes. And let's speak of the rice pot.
Yeah.
It plays such a big part.
Perfect.
Everyone has their rice pot.
Right.
I will travel
with
my
rice pot. If you're going to somebody's house to cook.
Yes, because I don't know if it'll
understand.
Turn out in there. Now, I have to ask you, do you use nonstick or do you?
We don't use nonstick. We use a very heavy bottom stainless steel pot.
Wow.
And because we make a large batch. But I want to tell you and the listeners that are listening that it took me 3 times, 3 different cooking classes to come up with a tadik that worked. Mainly because of what you said, is that I was unfamiliar with the heat, the intensity of the heat. The first time it burnt right away. Mm-hmm. The second time it burnt a little bit deeper into the cooking process. The third time I'm like, I'm not going to let you do this to me. I know what you're up to. So it came out, and it was a great way of, and I was really comfortable, and I was like, I wasn't embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained that I'm very unfamiliar with the heat source. So as a result, this is, once I know the heat source and I'm aware, familiar with it is the right word.
And that's, I have that in my recipe too, that make notes.
Exactly.
So if the first time it burns, your heat source is probably too high, so make a note. Okay, next time I'll turn it down a little bit.
In every cooking class that I have, I say, you know, doctors have to bury their mistakes, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
Architects end up living in their mistakes. Us cooks, we eat our mistake, but it's the eating that teaches us what we may do differently the next time.
And that
I think is wonderful.
Can we just say even burnt tadig is delicious?
I agree with
you. Even if it sticks to the pot and getting in there and scraping it out, there's a joy in that as well.
I'm 100% with you. This is Serge from Saravan Restaurant and Flavor Matters. We thank you very much for tuning in and listening to us. I've been in conversation with Naz Deravyan, the author of Bottom of the Pot, a wonderful Persian cookbook. We hope that you will join us because we're going to continue our conversation. I did a lot better this time. Do I get a little gold star?
So speaking of the first time,
let me tell you, has something come to your mind that you want to include?
This is great.
You're comfortable.
Great.
Okay.
It's just easy.
So if there is something that comes up, just write it down.
It's been great.
Okay. What were you saying?
I burnt the tadik the first time we went to shoot it.
I'm sure.
I couldn't.
Oh, at your house.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, because you were surprised. You were nervous.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Like, fuck me. How did this happen? Okay. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. This is Serge from Flavor Matters and Saravan Restaurant, and I have the pleasure of being in the studio here with Naz Deravyan, who's come here to visit us from Los Angeles, and she is the author of a new cookbook, Bottom of the Pot, Persian Recipes and Stories. Thank you for staying, Naz.
Thank you so much for having me.
To speak to you.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of the Saravan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on the Saravan Restaurant in Amelia, New York, saravan.com on the web.